Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pilgrim, MD. Join Dr. Jewel here each Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how are you? Welcome to the Dr. Jewel Show, and today is our Let's Discuss It Day. So I see some of you in the chat room have been saying, okay, I've been holding on, and I wanted to ask questions, and I wasn't able to, and I know, I haven't been talking to you for a while. I just wanted, again, to just download so much information. So today is the day. If you've had questions from previous show, or if there's new information you want to know, dial in and you can talk with me about it. Ask me the question. So take the number down, 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531. So while you're getting yourself organized, et cetera, or getting yourself in a quiet place so you can ask the questions and also hear the answers of my reply, I'm just going to kind of kick it around with some just recent observations that I want you to be aware of. There's a lot of things going on this planet, fabulous things, and you really need to know about it. Okay? So call in, ask me those questions you've been waiting to ask me, 347-215-9531, and I'll be right back after this message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jewel. OrganoGold provides fine coffee, green tea, and hot chocolate products blended with the remarkable mushroom known as Ganoderma, referred to by the Cantonese as Ling Shi, the herb of spiritual potency. Ganoderma improves the immune system, increases metabolism, eliminates toxins and free radicals, as well as provides energy and vitality. OrganoGold products are a delicious solution that can help ensure that your health and energy balance is one prepared for a lifestyle of longevity. Click the banner on thejewelnetwork.net or send an email to goldcoffeeforlife@gmail.com and get yours today.
Well, since that idea has just been put on your mind about OrganoGold coffee, let's just talk about that for just a minute. You know, one thing that I don't think a lot of people really understand as to what makes America so unique, and it's very, very rapid progress, it's incredible creativity, and the physical expression of such has been motivated not just by just sheer excitement and stimulation innately because we love doing what we do, but also too it was augmented. All this creativity, all of this focus was augmented by what? By drugs. And one of the first drugs that was used literally was tea. That's right, the tannic acid in tea also acts similar to nicotine. Then we brought coffee over. Coffee, very intense stimulator of the brain, stimulator of the capacity to assist in focus, was then also used to stimulate focus, keep the brain alert so that we could continue to act on our creativity and the plans thereof. And then from there, we begin to create other stimulants. So definitely tea, coffee, cocoa. Then we went on to alcohol, many, many, many things that we use on a daily basis that literally are part of the standard American culture, literally drugs. And so most people, they don't think of their coffee as a drug or their tea as a drug or their use of chocolate as a drug, et cetera. But it is. All of these are neurostimulants, and they affect different areas of the brain that allow productivity. So people used to ask, you know, America's made such great advances in such a short period of time compared to Europe and various other countries, et cetera. And it's just a question that most people don't see the very vivid common answer to. And it's because we were using stimulants. We were using drugs to amp up and enhance our creativity. How about that? And so it's so amazing to me when I see the huge clamor over the drugs that are present in America now for people to choose whatever they want and use that continuously as a stimulus. But then the pharmaceutical companies can definitely tell you about efficacy. And efficacy literally talks about the degree of effectiveness that one achieves from taking a dose of a particular chemical. And it's a known fact that over time, the efficacy, the maximum amount of stimulation, the maximum effect of an ingested substance is time intensive. And once the max stimulant or effect is reached, then the effectiveness begins to decline. And then that stabilizes, and then you have a further decline, and the person will basically then tell you, well, you know, I used to drink one cup of coffee, and that used to really keep me focused and stimulated all day. And now, you know, I'm up to two cups of coffee. So, you know, is my coffee brand, are they diluting the coffee? Are they mixing it with chicory more or some other substance? And the answer is probably not, because most people don't know about efficacy in relationship to the addition of extraneous or outside chemicals being added to the chemical milieu, that is the standard chemical composition of the body. And so this is why we've had such an increase and incline in the use of drugs and the amount. So I just wanted you to pay attention to that. This is very significant. Now, we are finding products that are finally recognizing that there is, quote, a backside or a downside to the ingestion of these drugs, and especially in people who have used them excessively. OrganoGold, a special coffee product, because built into the formulation of OrganoGold is an incredible plant, Organoderma. And Organoderma nullifies a lot of the deleterious, detrimental effects of chronic caffeine ingestion. Not only does it promote the immune system, but also to, it is a tonic to the nervous system. So, yes, you do get the stimulation. You do get the increase in vascular blood flow in the brain those target areas of focus are stimulated because the amount of oxygen carried by the increase in blood flow to those areas is heightened. That is what caffeine does, but the side effects of it are literally neutralized by the ingestion of Ganoderma. Also, Ganoderma supports immune function and immune efficiency. So with the increase of blood flow, obviously if there's toxins in the blood, et cetera, that is going to increase in the brain, which is one of the side effects of chronic caffeine ingestion. The immune system is boosted, so therefore your little friends, your little army of white blood cell immune boosters are right there to handle the toxins. So therefore, as the waste may increase in the brain because of dilatation of blood flow, also the immune system is enhanced, and so therefore they can easily travel there and handle any buildup of debris, et cetera, that's there. So it's a wonderful combination for individuals who just, quote, I have to have my coffee, unquote, that this is now a product that can literally diminish the chronic side effects of chronic coffee ingestion. The product tastes really good. It really does. And so for those of you who are serious coffee drinkers and consider yourself connoisseurs, you will have no problems with ingesting this on a regular basis because it is a high-quality coffee. It tastes extremely good, very palatable to the tongue, and therefore you get all the benefits of that wonderful herb, Ganoderma. It's so powerful that it even can be purchased separately, and I've used it separately for serious health challenges in individuals, and it's done very well. So enjoy the Ganoderma. That's why we love it as a sponsor here on our show. We don't like to just use any kind, we won't use any kind of product just because they may be paying. They really have to stand in quality with what we're talking about here on the show, which is your health. The greatest asset that you have, take care of it, it's your health. So, again, this is your time. Call me. I'm available to you to answer those questions that you've just been waiting with bated breath to answer. And every time I go off the show and I haven't come to the phones and you leave the notes for me in the chat room and you email me, I'm here. 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. So, while I'm waiting for calls to come up, I see some of you in the chat room, but I don't see where you called in or you've raised your hand. So be it. Today was my day for highlights and answering questions, and so I'm just going to continue to highlight. What do you think and what did you contemplate on Monday with Martin Luther King Day? Now, from the information I was able to gather, it was celebrated in such unique and different ways in many of our establishments and institutions. Now, I don't know if this was a joke or was it really serious, but it was stated that the Republican Party celebrated Martin Luther King Day by making available different and assorted movies of many melanin-dominant actors for staff and friends and family to be able to come in and observe throughout the day. So I don't know if they were selling popcorn and whatever else along with that, but supposedly that was their sense of celebrating Martin Luther King holiday. Very interesting perception, and I hope that from all the different movies, and I mean they were really assorted type movies, that everyone who attended those sessions really learned a lot. Now, personally, I have said this many times, and I will say it again, that is an incredible honor and a day to really recognize a mindset, a neural net, a capacity to focus. This was an incredible focus that he was able to hold to persuade and convince and take action on changing an habitual behavior pattern of aggression toward people who were melanated. That is amazing, considering how melanated skin has been a target worldwide, but especially in America, for centuries. This was one person who addressed an industry to change its ways in a very short lifespan of his. I think he was, 37 or something like that, before he was assassinated. And in 37 years, cultivated a brain, a mind quality, a focus that could persuade individuals who inherently had been raised for many, many generations, because we're talking about centuries here, to physically take action to relinquish a very biased and very violent perception of an individual because of their skin color. Amazing, amazing mindset. So has anybody ever asked the question, what part of the brain did his consciousness reside in that would allow him to be able to hold that focus of ensuring that institutions and businesses in America would no longer limit or inhibit their services and availability to individuals who had melanin? Do you understand how many people were just outright assassinated, just outright, quote, lynched, were outright extremely maltreated because they were born with visible melanin in their skin? And that is amazing. It is amazing. And perhaps later on, if I'm not interrupted with calls that I'm looking forward to answering today, I will tell you why it's amazing. But let's just stick with this focus, that this is a mindset of one individual who was able to hold a focus where he was able to see that a whole country would peacefully submit to recognizing the human component of all species of the human race, regardless of their variation in skin color. Now, millions of people were murdered, just outright molested and abused because of their skin color. And this was an individual who never raised not one finger, let alone his hand or his voice, in an aggressive manner, and was able to convince a group of people who had been very violent in sustaining a division and a prejudice demonstrated openly throughout America that there should be definite different lifestyles and behavior patterns for individuals because of this demonstrable variant in the color of skins amongst humans. Amazing. And he was able to basically bring that about. Now, there are some incredible universal principles and universal laws that he was able to uphold that allowed his vision and his language to cause all of these individuals who, if they did not actively participate in upholding and sustaining this very prejudicial consciousness and action, were able to rescind their behavior in the best interest of all involved. Amazing. Amazing. Because you have to understand that even though the government involved themselves and politics got involved, et cetera, it was really 100% clear that the individuals who practiced racism and segregation under no circumstances wanted to have, quote, integration and the passage of the civil rights laws, they wouldn't have been passed. So even though they may have grumbled about it, even though they may have definitely been much slower in their behavior to support the changes that were happening publicly, they did agree to it. So this was a mindset. This was an intelligence. This was a specific use of the brain that was able to speak in a particular method to emanate a particular wavelength of energy so that every human being would be able to comprehend and understand the human aspect of themselves relative to other groups of humans that may have a obvious variation in their physical appearance. Everybody was able to get it. Everyone was able to get it to the extent that they agreed to change their behavior. Obviously, some slower than others, but the change has occurred. So when we actually see human beings now joining in relationships of different degrees of melanation in the body, whether it's show host on TV, interacting in drama and media, in film, in politics, in business, in all of these different industries, et cetera, that is an amazing feat. And none of us have ever posed to ourselves, at least this hasn't been written about and talked about publicly, what literally was the mindset? What were the values and the belief systems that allowed him to stay in the circuit of the brain that allowed him to hold his focus in the face of such verbal and physical violence and never, ever break his focus where he perceived that an equal and opposite reaction was appropriate based on any particular event that was not relative to his goal. And he made it very clear that the goal was peaceful resolution. And again, that is also a very different approach to violence in the world, and especially in America. America has and is one of the most violent countries on planet Earth. And when you look at the history of how many wars we've been in the short time that we've existed, it's incredible that most of America's time has been spent in development of industry and wars. And so therefore, to speak and to be able to conduct one's body in such a way where very violent activity surrounding race has been implemented for centuries, that he in no way partook of that type of activity. No aggression in his methodology. Isn't that interesting? That therefore he demonstrated to us that we could literally solve and end a very violent behavior with nonviolent activity. Now, if you're hearing me, you have to then basically look at the fact that this doesn't just apply to melanin in a person's skin. If we can use nonviolent techniques to eradicate violent behavior, this is a universal tactic that can be used in all circumstances. So in my mind, that's why I understand why his monument and his remains are in Washington, D.C., with all the great other minds and their remains, their images captured in bronze and stone because of what their state of consciousness, their mental development was able to produce as far as the progress of the development of greatness of the American people. Very, very incredible. What do you think about that? Had you ever thought about the fact that this individual cultivated a mind, a neural net, a definite use of the brain that was able to dismantle a very violent institution, a very violent practice, and never ever use any ammunition, never ever use any aggression, never ever have to use aggression and violence in speech as well as through the physical body in any way. Amazing that you could do this in the face of an institution that hangs people, that shoots and kills them, that literally represses them to literally being a robot, all through aggression, and yet and still words spoken and emanated through a consciousness could bring that kind of activity to a halt. And so I am still waiting for the think tank of this country and for those individuals who literally understand neurophysiology and neuroanatomy to really begin to reveal the findings from retrospective evaluations of how and what has to happen for a brain to be able to execute this kind of effect over a large group of people. Because this is one of the greatest strategies and methodologies as a weapon to resolve the need for war. You have to understand that. Can we begin to train our ambassadors and our mediators between countries where we are having disagreements and misunderstandings in the use of resources and whatever the issue may be, that this kind of mind can be sent into that arena and literally everyone come out in peace and modulate solutions that are in the best interest of all involved. So if we really appreciate and contemplate what this individual did, this individual is like the Nikola Tesla of the early 1900s and all the technology that he left here for us, of which still very little of it is being employed to the knowledge of most people. And so he literally has, Dr. King, left us the legacy, the technology, to be able to make effective change and transform the patterns of violence that may have existed for very long periods of time. This is what I call a galactic military advancement, because with the use of that kind of neurophysiologic capability of the brain, that we could easily be able to use that to negotiate terms and conditions in our solar system, in other areas of the galaxies, with different life forms of intelligent magnitude and beyond that of humans to be able to negotiate what it is that we want and to be able to acquire it non-violently. This is very, very important, and this gentleman literally has shown us how to navigate and wage an intellectual war with the intention of peace and benefit for everybody else and win. This is an incredible military strategist. This is a military strategist that still most people cannot even actualize because they are not able to still appreciate literally what happened. They have something known as military TV. Sometimes as I scroll through the TV channels, I see it. And believe it or not, it may sound say strange to you or unique, but truly his whole life, his whole philosophies, all of his documents that he's ever written, everything, should be on military TV because they should basically want to totally retro-engineer what was the environment, what was the exposure, what was the values and the belief systems that created a brain that could be used in such a way to totally dismantle an extremely violent society to come into greater acceptance of the value of everyone and begin to negotiate in the behalf from that perspective. See, there's not anything in the universe that all of us can't not take part of. We can all partake of all the resources, et cetera, available to us. But that can only happen when nervous systems, regardless of what the organism may look like exteriorly, can come into sync frequency that allows them to communicate and to exchange ideas and opinions with the intent that everybody can win. That is, that they can have what they want. Because what we're really talking about is an energy exchange. And this is what he was able to do. He was able to emit a frequency from that brain as well as verbalize that frequency, that is to send words with significant meanings on that frequency that resonated with individuals to change their behavior. And most of these individuals that he was able to convince, they never ever really thought about what he was talking about. It was always seen as, oh, it's not important, or that'll never happen, and you just have to cope, and you have to deal this way, or, you know, whatever. But what he was talking about, no, that was not foreseen in their lifetime, per se. And it was very interesting that we all got a chance to experience literally what is presently a miracle to most people. And a miracle literally is a phenomenon that occurs where the individual does not comprehend or understand the science behind how the energies interacted to create that phenomenon. That's all it is. It's just the lack of the scientific understanding of what energies were interacting to create the phenomena. So, again, once we analyze this, quote, miracle and bring forth the science, the neurophysiology, the neurobiology, and the mind-body relationship relative to environmental influences, we will be able to step-by-step describe how do we develop this kind of individual, how do we develop a cadre of these kind of individuals, and how they can literally be used to bring about a state of balance and peace for all beings involved and not use violence So it's clear to me that America has literally reached this point in time where this gift, nonviolence as it's commonly known as, but it literally is an incredible war strategy to be able to assist individuals to see their commonality and to see the benefits of that commonality and honor it so that everybody can benefit. An incredible strategy that it's time now to really begin to employ that because we've reached the height of this aggression and seeing everyone and everything as separate and alien to us. The, you know, little teeny groups, that's not working anymore. And the political party here in America is really demonstrating that very well, that the party is at the extreme of separatism and separation. And because they're at the extreme, that is that you can't really go any further without bringing this total destruction to the original group and its principles. That's where we are. And so this democratic political party that has been created has literally reached its maximum efficiency. And now we're actually seeing how having these two parties, this bipartisan attitude, is literally devastating the whole governmental system of the United States. So I don't know to what extent they will have to continue their perception of division before they recognize that they have to stop and begin to embrace the commonality amongst themselves and nurture that, which will then allow them both to stay in existence and will allow the people who've supported them, who have voted to put them there, to also benefit from their representation of the masses. Right now, the masses are seriously reevaluating whether these individuals definitely should have been put in office, most of them. And so, therefore, the life expectancy of many of the participants in this bipartisan system is looking very short. Very, very glib and looks very short, that they won't be there too much longer. And so, therefore, everybody has to decide what is going to be the new attitude, the new focus that we're going to stand upon to ensure that we're not going to bring about our own devastation and eradication. So I haven't heard much input yet as to whether they are seriously considering changing their basic antagonistic methodologies and behavior patterns, but we can definitely see the fallout that behaving in antagonistic and separatist manners is bringing about the destruction of their parties, as well as each member is also falling to the wayside. So I don't know if they got it in Washington that the monument and many of the documents of Martin Luther King is the answer for the entire institution, because he brings to our civilization at this point in our evolution the capacity to change very chronic and stagnated behavior patterns to the extent that everybody can benefit, that the whole institution can be renewed and evolve. It's a very, very powerful situation. So I want to put that out there because with us moving now into 2014 and we are still just at the gateway of the 21st century, that being able to take with us the very powerful tools and gifts that many of these incredibly brilliant people have left is very important. We want to collect our pearls and make sure we take them with us wherever we may wind up, whether it's on Mars, whether it's on the moon. You know, we've got shuttles now ready to take you. The time to get there is calculated. 3 years, I think, for Mars, and I think 3 months or something like that, 4 months to the moon. It's very important that one can have this kind of information on how to utilize their brain where whatever it is that they meet and wherever there appears to be antagonism, et cetera, that it can be resolved with the use of the brain. You have to take it with you, so you might as well learn how to use it to be able to face any circumstance where beings that may have a different mindset literally can come to a frequency where everyone can benefit. Very, very powerful tool left for us at this time. Just like Nikola Tesla left for us many, many inventions that at this time would literally resolve a lot of the crises that we're dealing with. So let's pay attention. Let's get busy gathering our pearls, that is the wisdom that's been left for us, so that as we move further into the 21st century, that we can take these pearls with us, because these individuals have come and they have served us well by leaving us incredible knowledge, information. This is the key for this century. Whoever has the information and can best implement it is the winner. Extremely important. So therefore, whatever it takes for you to intensify the brain, to train the brain, to heighten its effectiveness, to access more of the brain tissue is so incredibly important. So incredibly important. Brains and the effective use of the brain are what's ruling the 21st century. Because we see all the time that people can have lots of money and definitely part with it very rapidly. Because they didn't do what? They didn't spend it on cultivating a brain. They didn't spend it on expanding their access to the circuits and the software in their brain. And so therefore, new and ingenious ideas and techniques that could be used to allow their money to evolve, proliferate, and most of all, to be incredibly helpful to many of the stagnated conditions on planet Earth, they couldn't see it. They could not see it. So therefore, the money literally becomes a burden for them. Lack of creativity. Not being able to use the brain properly, to image properly, so that they could, with that tool of money, implement incredible programs, incredible tools that would allow all of mankind to evolve, and especially them. The gift is that if you have a brain that is trained and that can focus, that allows you to create, you get the first benefit, regardless of whether the result of that creativity is shared with other people. You get the first benefit just from allowing the brain to be used properly, because that's what it is. It's a tool, an incredible, awesome tool for creating. So let's hear from our sponsors. And my goodness, I'm here wanting to talk to all of you, and where are you? Give me a call if you have questions or comments, 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531, and I'll be right back after our sponsors.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's balancing program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Well, greetings. If you just tuned in, welcome. But we are just about ready to say goodbye. We have, maybe about 15 minutes or so left. So if you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas you want to run by us and share with the world, please feel free to call us. We're here at 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. This has been kind of our potpourri day. We've talked about a couple of different things. Coffee and its effect on the brains of individuals in particular civilizations. Interesting substance. You should do some research on coffee and how it's been used through the centuries. Very, very interesting. Here in America, it was one of the main substances that allowed America in such a short period of time to be so innovative, where they became the number one industrialist of the world for a very long period of time. Stimulants were used in America to assist in producing their, quote, greatness, unquote. And that's one of the very interesting aspects of America. Definitely been a stimulant-using country to, quote, get ahead, unquote. The organogold that we associate ourselves with, we love that product because it offers support for the brain. It counteracts many of the adverse effects of caffeine on the brain, as well as it boosts the immune system. Incredible substance. Check it out, Organogold. Check it out on our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net. We talked about the past big holiday here in America, Martin Luther King's holiday this Monday. He was born on January 15th, but the holiday federally, nationally is celebrated on the following Monday. And we talked about the fact that this was an incredible military strategist. Most people do not see him in that vein. But that's what he was, an incredible military strategist. And he offered us a strategy to be able to use in the 21st century because we are very much aware that a nuclear war would be devastating for this country, for our planet, for our solar system. Serious problems if a nuclear war breaks out, not only for planet Earth, but for our entire solar system. Do the research. Therefore, how are we to handle our differences with other humans on planet Earth? Dr. Martin Luther King left us an incredible strategy, an incredible use of the brain, an incredible technique of focus to be able to bring about resolution between groups of people with different perceptions and viewpoints and opinions and allow them to come to a non-violent decision implemented with non-violent behavior and actions. An incredible, incredible military strategician. Think about that. Do the research. Check it out. Incredible use of the brain. And then, of course, we have the development of the brain. That's what I've been talking about. The 21st century is going to require you to have an awesome nervous system. And you have to ask yourself, what are you doing on a daily basis to ensure that your nervous system is fortified, that it is healthy? What are you doing? Okay, what are you doing to make sure that you, as an energy field, a mind consciousness, is healthy? Because those individuals that are finding solutions and answers and creating a maintenance program for the brain and for the mind are going to have so much fun in the 21st century. So much fun. And so check it out. Do the research. What is going to allow that mind to be wholesome and what is going to ensure that the neurons of the brain don't atrophy, don't die, don't lose their myelin, that is their insulation and their capacity to conduct the electromagnetic spectrum. Have so much neurologic disease now, MS, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and retinitis pigmentosa, and all kinds of retinopathies where the retinas are degenerating, and this seizure disorders where the electromagnetic circuitry is just very erratic and very isolated for unknown reasons in many sectors of the brain. And the list goes on. Neuromuscular disorders, multiple dystrophy. It just goes on and on. Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, senile dementia, psychoses of all types, bipolar disease, schizophrenia disease, boredom. Oh, you didn't know that boredom was a disease. Oh, yes, it is. They've got many studies now showing that there are definitely areas of the brain that are very under-stimulated. Low arterial venous blood flow to these areas, as well as electromagnetic impulses flowing through these areas. It is a disease. Do not think that it's not. You need to really be treated for that. The depression. The list goes on and on and on and on. The largest list of disorders we've ever seen in the history of humanity. So it's very important that you don't take this lightly, because the list of neurologic disorders is proliferating by leaps and bounds. What are you doing? And so obviously utilizing the brain for its memory components, for its didactic components, taking a class, you know, Xbox games, et cetera. Yeah, they do have a place, but that doesn't work on the entire brain. What are you doing for whole brain maintenance? This is the question. And, of course, the Jewel Network has the answers, the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. Check us out. I'm very excited. We have new shows coming up for you. Please check in on Tuesdays. Our master nurses, Sharon Cook, Carol, are giving you all kinds of pearls for hygiene, part of the manual for human body. Very important, the care of the human body, hygiene. What do you know about the care of the human body? Where did you learn it from? What was the basis for why you were taught to do what you do? If you don't have the answer, tune in. Do you want to know if your methodologies are scientifically based? Tune in on Tuesdays at 5 for the Hygiene Show. Music for the mind of a scientist, incredible. This is a healing frequency. All kinds of things are done with frequency. You want to pay attention to understanding how music frequencies therein are affecting the body. And, of course, I'll be back on Wednesday. Just sharing all kinds of interesting, wonderful information with you. And the Dr. Jewel Balancing Show on Monday. So tune in tomorrow for Music of the Mind of a Scientist. Monday we'll be back, the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, DJBP. We'll be back on Tuesday with our Hygiene Show. Wednesday, Dr. Jewel Program is back, and Thursday, Music for the Mind of a Scientist. Please visit the Jewel Network, www.thejewelnetwork.net, to check out all of the fabulous information that is available for you 24/7. Broadcasting 24/7 on demand for you. So you can listen all day long, all night long, whenever you like. join the club. Wonderful information. We're excited about it. And we have a lot of other goodies that are coming up, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. So, again, I want to remind you that we are here to provide for you the sciences that build the mind of a scientist. You want to have the mind of a scientist. As long as you have that physical body, you want to have the data to understand how to handle it, to understand how to activate the qualities therein that will allow you to master any experience, any event. There's no event that you have created for yourself that you do not have the wherewithal, the software in your physical body to master.
Yes,
it's true. It really is. So we ask you to tune in, acquire the information available to you, because we want you to master the 21st century. This is your century for self-mastery. So enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, and I'll be back with you on Monday. Take care now. Bye-bye, and make sure you get with the program.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum, an incredible volume of work. Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.